This GQDN Daily News is brought to you by Audible and our Patreons, patreon.com/thegroupquest. In today's news, we talk about some World of Warcraft major announcement, Forspoken, and Snoop Doggy Dog, Snoop Doggy Dog, Snoop Doggy Dog. Okay, but today we start with Lost Ark bot accounts has been banned. This comes to us from GameSpot.com, and the developers there have been very, very active. Over 1 million bots has been banned from Lost Ark. This is what Amazon writes. Quote, "While we intend to make a massive impact with this ban wave, we know that there is more work to be done and way players to know that is the only one step in what will be an active and ongoing process." It's pretty huge, really, because Amazon is really looking into these games that they're doing, that they're making now, or that they're releasing now in the U.S. in the case of Lost Ark, because Lost Ark has been overseas for quite a long time, and now it's here. But now they're really looking into these accounts and seeing if they're legitimate or not. If they're not legitimate, they're banned, which is a good thing in my mind. That aside, Engadget says God of War may be getting a TV series adaption. Now, Amazon Studios and Sony's PlayStation Productions are in talks to produce a live-action TV series adaption of God of War. So we shall see what happens. God of War really does have some good stories and could be adaptive itself to a TV series. So it could be a part of Sony Productions. But if they're in talk with Amazon, then it could be a part of Amazon Prime. So we'll see what happens. Now we get to the race to first raid. And we know of other guilds within World of Warcraft is doing all this. By the way, the last article was done by Gadget.com, and this one, and the next three articles are done by Wowhead. So back to that. The next two ones are Echo and Big Dumb Gaming. So it's going to be twitch.tv/echo_esports and twitch.tv/bigdumbgaming. And they all start tomorrow, because tomorrow the raid, the mythic raid, begin along with the last three bosses. So we'll see what happens. Echo will have for their team, their stream team, is Tettles, Dreadnoughts, OK Mage, Sticklines, and Alex of Fat Boss TV. Big Dumb Gaming will have, and I gotta blow this up a little bit, Blue, Dark Mech, Hexman, Megaset, Cyber, Rukul, if I got that name right, Hula Hoops, Growl, Pico, Revo, Horme, and Squeezer, if I got that last name right. Anyway, that'll be Big Dumb Gaming, twitch.tv/bigdumbgaming, and wow, there's going to be a lot of teams streaming this on Twitch, and that does start tomorrow. And I think maybe because of that, I might not be in a show for the rest of the week until we get a winner, maybe. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I might not do the show for like the next few days because of the Twitch streams, which should be fun to watch. Going into the mobile game, it will be announced for World of Warcraft in the month of May, 2022. Now, I'm going to take about the first couple lines of the blue post from Blizzard. And actually, I'll skip a lot of the meat of that going down to the bottom in blue moon. But, quote, "For nearly 28 years, the Warcraft universe has ignited imaginations across the globe through rich storytelling and expansive worlds. It has built the very foundation for World of Warcraft and Hearthstone, providing entertainment, community, and competition for millions globally. This year, we have a lot of exciting news in store for Heroes of Azeroth and patrons of the Hearthstone Tavern. We'll get to World of Warcraft in the next story, but this goes to the mobile game. When I say, quote, "Beyond World of Warcraft and Hearthstone, we are preparing to get the first game in the Warcraft universe designed for mobile into your hands. We will tell you more about it in May. The future of Warcraft is bright. On behalf of all of us at Blizzard, working to bring even more exciting experiences to you, we thank you for being a part of the community. We're excited about the journey in front of us and are grateful that you're joining us for it. Thank you for playing, and we'll see you in Azeroth, the Tavern, and beyond. John Haidt, General Manager, Warcraft." That wasn't the full quote, but only part of it, because the rest of that quote would include April 19th will be the announcement for the next World of Warcraft expansion. Once again, this is the last story that we're doing today from Wowhead. Quote, and this is a long one, people. "The worlds of World of Warcraft. On April 19th, the World of Warcraft development team will reveal the next expansion. We're excited to show you what we've been working on and where your adventures in Azeroth will go next. Until then, we hope you're enjoying Eternity's End, the next content update in the final chapter of Shadowlands Saga. The heroes of Azeroth have been called forth to this intriguing new land of Xerath Mortis to thwart the Jailer's efforts and stop him from rewriting reality as we know it. This past week, we have seen brave adventurers make their way to the sculpture of the First Ones raid zone on normal and heroic difficulty. And this week, we'll finally come face to face with the Jailer himself as Raidfinder Mythic difficulties with that word become available. I am eager to see who will achieve world first." Now, I'm not going to get into WoW Classic, but still, this is very, very interesting. So what would you think? Where are we going next as World of Warcraft players? You can let me know at Joe Brums. Now, I'm running out of time, so I got to do this a little bit quicker. Destructoid.com says that we had 343 delays of Halo Infinite. So here's what Halo is talking about. Quote, "The reality is that it's going to take more time to land high quality, full-featured four-player network co-op experiences in the massive wide-open world of Halo Infinite. We're committed to a great two-player split-screen co-op experience on all Xbox consoles, from original Xbox One through Xbox Series X. And non-linear, wide-open sections of the campaign present some big challenges for a split-screen that have taken us more time to solve. All this means that we will not be able to ship campaign network co-op on May 3rd and at the start of Season 2. But we are still aiming to deliver campaign network co-op later in Season 2. And we will share the release date for that split-screen co-op as soon as we can." This too comes from Destructoid.com. And Forspoken has been delayed till October. This is what Forspoken has said up on Twitter through the link that they provided. "We made the decision to move the release of date of Forspoken to October 11th, 2022. Our vision for this exciting new IP is to deliver a game world and hero that gamers across the globe will want to experience for years to come. So getting it right is extremely important to us. To that end, during the next few months, we will focus on all of our efforts on polishing the game and can't wait for you to experience the Frey's journey this fall." Nintendo Switch, coming from Eurogamer.net, has come in with a big update. The Nintendo Switch Online app now has a store. And with this, you can see which of your friends are online. And then Nintendo stated that other minor changes have also been implemented. That's a quote. So, it's good to see your friends online, especially for Nintendo. The last story comes from esportsinsider.com, and it says Snoop Dogg joins FaZe Clan as a board member and a content creator. Uh-oh. Beware for swearing. But still, having Snoop Dogg on your creative team can be a huge benefit. So it really does have some plus to the FaZe Clan and the FaZe team, because we do know that there's a lot of different things that they do, a lot of different games that they play. Kai Henry said in a quote, "The organic relationship between FaZe and Snoop has been building for years now, so we are thrilled to officially welcome FaZe Snoop to the family. As the original intent kid and first generation gamer, Snoop has always understood the cultural connection between music, lifestyle, and gaming." Okay, music, yes. Lifestyle, questionable. Gaming, not sure. I'm just saying. Anyway, you can find me at Joe Brums. I might be doing some streaming later this week. I don't know. There's going to be a lot of World of Warcraft first races. You can find the show at The Group Quest, and you can find Don Forge at donforge.com. The show is groupquest.com. And this has been a Don Forge production. However messed up as it is, all rights are reserved. 2022. We'll see you sometime later. Bye for now. Oh, God.